Inside a leased out space on West McDaniel Street, typical of any retail outlet or office, are 40 students in grades 6 through 12. There's no reception desk, no security guard, and no ringing school bell. They're spread out with some drawing, others reading. One is uploading a post to her personal blog. And toward the back, you can hear a group cheering about their victory at the board game Cube Quest. This is U School, a small, private, and self-declared democratic learning environment that started in August of 2016.
Hi. Hello.
I'm Sarah Teague.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
We're on lunch.
Four adults are present, but not necessarily to teach as much as they are to guide the students. Pat Misterovich is one of U School's founders. He said the students vote every week at a meeting called Communitas on items from the school's budget to everyday rules, and even hold each other accountable for wrongdoing.
You know, we've seen progress. We've seen progress in those who walked in the door kind of saying, like, what are you teaching us today? And to where now they come and say, hey, here's what I want to do.
This democratic philosophy of the faculty furthers their mission of self-directed learning. At U School, daily activities are determined by what the students feel they need to learn. That could include core subjects like math, English, science, or less traditional concepts. The founders, Misterovich, Sandy Fry, and Laura Stroop, all worked at local Springfield schools, but were frustrated by what they felt was a lack of flexibility in the classroom. 15-year-old Maya Washam, who's been attending U School since it opened last fall, calls her experience rewarding.
I think it's really challenging for me, but it's really fun at the same time. In a way, it's a lot more difficult than normal school because I've had to learn how to be responsible for my education. Because if I wanted to, I could just sit here all day. But I know that I have to get stuff done so I can go to college and accomplish everything I want.
Washam explains she loves art and wants to be a graphic designer. She said to gain the skill, she's been working for community members, designing flyers for a CrossFit fundraiser and for a local band's gig. She also holds a drawing class for her peers.
I never feel like I don't have a voice, like I don't have a say in anything that's happening.
17-year-old Joshua Morrissey spoke on his passion for foreign literature and writing. He enjoys separating his day into studying his interests in the morning and studying core subjects like math and science in the afternoon.
They don't really limit how I spend my time. I usually spend 2 or 3 hours in the morning reading and writing, and they don't really restrict me to doing any other subjects I don't want to. I usually spend the afternoon doing math and other basic classes that I know I have to take, but I don't necessarily enjoy as much. Give me a lot of flexibility throughout the day.
The students, by the time they graduate, are expected to have compiled a complete portfolio with proof of what they've learned. In addition, students will walk out with a transcript that summarizes that portfolio.
Our graduates won't have a GPA because we don't do grades. They won't have credits in any traditional way, you know, so that's kind of tricky.
Misterovich said a graduation committee of faculty and students, however, write the transcripts that become executive summaries of the portfolios. But how effective is a portfolio when requesting admittance to a university? Misterovich said he's been researching that.
I always talk to college counselors, you know, admissions people, and say, what do you think? And they're like, great. We'd really enjoy that because we always just look at GPA and a transcript.
Right.
And we never get this fuller picture.
KSMU reached out to enrollment officials at several Southwest Missouri colleges and universities, asking how they evaluate students from non-traditional high schools such as U School. Our requests were either declined or messages left seeking comment were not returned. Misterovich said if the demand grows for U School, they would encourage the community to open another small democratic branch. They plan to keep the number of students at its current location around 40 to maintain a small and collaborative environment. What U School is looking to expand is its partnerships with local business, which have enabled students like Maya Washam to put their studies into practice. Other students have been hired for internships, used downtown green space for physical education, and local art studios for lessons. The Moxie Cinema has even shown a student-produced film from U School. With these partnerships, U School students are using the city as their classroom.